This is Jerry Blumberg. Caucuses. But you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people, because the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world. 1 John 4:4. You can't escape the reporting on the Iowa caucuses that are meeting tonight, especially if you're a news junkie like I am. Each candidate is doing their best to get everyone to huddle and vote for them. Some have been working for months. One or two have moved into Iowa for the month to campaign. TV spots, flyers, door hangers, bumper stickers, and buttons seem to multiply each hour. Phone calls and emails flood my house pleading for money and support. It's the primary season. The weather forecast lends to the urgency as Iowans visit various campaign offices and rallies in preparation for tonight's gatherings. I live in Arizona and don't vote today, but it struck me as I listened to the sermon yesterday, the comparison of this mad dash to the finish line by these candidates also applies to the body of Christ, sharing the good news to those who are lost. We sense an urgency as the world seems turned upside down by ISIS. Christians are beheaded for their faith. Ancient biblical towns are demolished. Believers flee and become refugees in neighboring countries, unable to go home and bringing only what they can carry. Fear simmers as we wait for the next attack, because we know the enemy is on the prowl. The Pew Research Center reported in 2015. In 2007, there were 227 million adults in the United States, and a little more than 78% of them, or roughly 178 million, identified as Christians. Between 2007 and 2014, the overall size of the U.S. adult population grew by about 18 million people to nearly 245 million. But the share of adults who identify as Christians fell to just under 71%, or approximately 173 million Americans, a net decline of about 5 million. We can look at these numbers and become discouraged, or we can redouble our efforts to meet people and offer a winsome example of the gospel with answers of good news for the myriad of problems facing each one. Politics is not the answer, and a particular candidate won't solve our problems. As you listen to candidates who promise to make a difference, remember that only one has the ability to make a difference. Jesus Christ. Choose Him. This is Jerry Blumberg, taking it one step at a time.